T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I can put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in the friend zone.
Who is it? This sound like an intro. Tyler Hero's best friend.
Oh, that's that dude?
Jack Harlow.
Yeah. I like that that line. I'll pass that bleep like Stockton. That's a good line.
I know why you like it.
Yeah. Everything about this is white.
What about Iverson?
Nah. Stockton.
Didn't really pass the ball, Iverson.
Yeah.
What?
Stockton passed the ball.
To Karl Malone.
Karl Malone had no career without John Stockton. How about that? How about that, huh? How about that? 4 o'clock hot take. New segment, 4 o'clock hot take. Let me give everybody the closing bell on Wall Street. Brought to you by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 200 points. S&P 500 up a little over 7 points. NASDAQ down 79 points. So mixed day on Wall Street. Got headlines coming up here. A little Gone Fishing with Crowder. 15 minutes of heat this hour. The Don Bailey Jr. calls and a new Solana Thanksgiving banger. I mean, how much can we jam into 1 hour?
You warned them early in the week. Now, we're going to give it to y'all.
3 days, yeah. 5 days worth of entertainment.
You're welcome.
And Solana, I wanted to bring this up. Solana did a good deed today, and he deserves some public credit for this. He tweeted it out. He was at, should I name the place or no?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you can look at that. On, and this is not, I'm not trying to impugn them because I think they're a radio sponsor. Chipotle. He was at Chipotle. Where was it? In Miami?
In Miami.
And the guy in front of him didn't speak much English and was trying to pay for his food. He had ordered his food, had a $20 bill. And the lady behind the cash register, she said that they don't have change, right? And she couldn't give him any change, so you can't have your food. But the guy didn't understand, right? And Solana was like, well, this isn't fair. Like, the guy is trying to pay, and he's not understanding why she won't give him his food, correct?
Correct.
And Solana just paid for the guy so that he could get his food and didn't take the $20 bill or anything. I'm sure the guy was very appreciative.
Yeah, no, he couldn't believe it. He was just confused by the whole situation. He's like, what do you, like, why? Like, here, 20, here, it's $8.50. She's like, no, sorry, no change. Credit card. And he kept saying, I only have 20. That's it. I don't have a credit card. So I was just upset that it was like, oh, sorry. You know, no food for you.
And the reason I bring it up is because Solana did the right thing there. If you have the means to pay for someone, he did the right thing there. But what I was going to say was, a couple days before Thanksgiving, everybody make it a point, do something like that over the next couple of days, like Solana did. Just do something. Just be nice to somebody for no apparent reason. You see somebody panhandling and you normally don't give anything or normally give a dollar. Give somebody $10. Mm-hmm. Let them go get a turkey sub on Thanksgiving. Don't tell me why they're going to use it for whatever. Just do something nice for someone that doesn't have maybe what you have. So I was
quickly, I think it's ridiculous when people are selling something and have no change, especially at a place like that.
Agreed.
First off, like, you need to have some change. Secondly, holiday spirit is what we're talking about.
Holiday spirit.
And if anybody doesn't know what that is, you're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that word, that phrase, holiday spirit, and you're like, well, what does that mean? You are not a, I won't say you're not a nice person. you need to have a little self-checking.
Find it. Find the
just
holiday
spirit.
Just
do something nice for somebody.
Do something nice. Over the next couple of days, in Solana's honor, who did a great, nice thing today.
Between now and Christmas, between now and the holidays, we're going to do a lot of nice things.
We are.
We're going out. We're giving out toys. Yep. I have a holiday drive. I know you do a bunch for the community.
Yep.
Like, that's what it's about. It's not about anything other than holiday spirit.
Don't make Meowing a saint just yet because, listen, I did get extra reward points on my Chipotle reward system, so I'll take that $8.50, man. I got you. No worries.
But I will tell you this. As nice as what Solana did, and I learned about it via Twitter, he said, I paid for the person, and he spelled paid, P-A-Y-E-D. So I know I am complimenting him, but also he Solana'd the great moment by saying, I paid for the person. And I don't like myself, by the way. I couldn't help myself on Twitter. I had to point that out. The nicest thing, he did the nicest thing, and he wasn't even saying it on Twitter. He was just like, hey, listen to what happened. This is an unfortunate incident. And I couldn't stop myself. I tried. Hawk, don't correct his spelling on this because he did a nice thing. Just compliment him. Hawk, don't do this. Don't do this. And I couldn't stop myself. I had to point out, bro, you spelled paid wrong. I don't like myself.
You do it all the time. You do it on text.
I can't help it.
I know you're going to do it on Twitter.
Relentless on text.
One-on-one text. You're correcting me like an English teacher.
Relentless. Anywho, nice job, Solana. You did the right thing.
Did I do the right thing? And quickly, I'm just thinking of a story. Mm-hmm. One time, sitting at the gas station. I go to the same gas station up here, get my dip and my – I used to get my pork rinds and all, but now I can't pork rind anymore. Anyway, hind a lady. She looked like a mother, older Spanish woman, whatever, and she's buying, like, some cigars or something. But she's like, let me have three of those. Comes out to 10-20 or something, and she pulls out a 10. She's like, how much was that last one? And all I was like, oh, don't worry, I got it. She looked at me and got hot. She was like, I got money. She pulled out, like, two $300 bills. She just didn't want to break 100 for the 20 cents.
I see.
And I don't, like, how do I feel in that moment? Just because I thought of the story when y'all told
me. I told you, I think years ago I told you that story, that I thought I was doing something nice. It was one of those pay it forward days, and some dude was paying in front of me. It was at, like, Pollo Tropical. And I said, I got it. And he's like, I got money. He was offended.
That's how she got.
I slunk out of there.
You slunk
out? I slunk out. I didn't even get my Trapa Chops.
They got hit it with like the, okay, I see you big time. I'm sorry, my bad. You know, I tried to.
I slunk out of there. Now I do it at a drive-thru. They can't yell at me. What's the car behind? What's their bill? 838 or whatever. I got it. Just tell them that I paid for it when they get up the front.
Ooh, that's nice.
That's nice. Because then you're not looking for thank yous. You're gone.
You're just trying to help somebody.
You're just doing a pay it forward thing.
It's nice until the car behind them has a $74 bill.
You don't have to, but
you don't have to do it for the car behind.
You don't have to double pay it.
Yeah.
Nah, you have to.
No.
That happened to me at a Starbucks once.
Go to park at like Disney World or something. Car behind you. I got the car behind me. $20-25.
Yeah.
Person's having the time of their life at Disney. I mean, it's just a nice thing. It's an unexpected thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do something nice and unexpected for something. That's what Solana did today. Let's give Solana a round of applause.
There you go, Solana.
Steven, pot up Steven's microphone. There you go.
Thank you.
Make sure you get the applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
That's why I don't like to tweet things like that, because
you misspell a lot of words.
And then people never pay me for it because they look at me and assume I got money and all. They don't pay nothing for it for me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have paid for you.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
No chance. Hey, get a credit card, you bum.
I'm serious. All the time I've lived, nobody's ever looked at me and been like, oh, I got you, bro.
Oh, stop it. People want to buy you drinks all the time.
No, I'm talking about just
you're
being nice.
That's buying you drinks.
That's being a fan.
You're losing the holiday spirit.
Go Dolphins.
You're losing
the
holiday
spirit. Hey, you
want a beer?
I'm talking about, see me at the convenience store. You know, grab me a banana, some mango slices.
Yeah, I want to see how that goes. Hey, sir, I got you a banana. You know, you look like you could. You know,
y'all see me out, bring me a banana.
You know what I was thinking when I saw you?
Brother, want a banana.
I mean, this is a recipe for an ass kicking. Do not listen to what Crowder says. Are you insane?
Run up. Bro, I got your banana, big dog. Appreciate you.
Oh, God. Change of plans, everybody. Don't do anything for anyone. Change of plans. All right, go ahead, Solana. Let's get headlines here. Could you imagine?
I got dip, a bottle of wine, some tater chips.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a big fan of yours, Crowder. I've watched you for years. I bought you this 60-cent banana.
Got any watermelon cups in there?
I'm sweating.
I was just going off the cuff. But.
Oh, yeah. Well, find a different cuff to go off of.
I need to adjust my cuffs. Oh, boy.
Nobody ever comes up to me at Publix. I got you this menorah. All right, go ahead, Solana. Get a headline. Ridiculous.
They're sponsored by Gulf Miami-Dade. With 5 convenient courses, book your tea time today at gulfmiamidade.com.
Hey, how'd you end up in a body cast? I don't know.
I thought I was doing something nice. I saw this guy. I gave him a banana.
I ate a lot of fruit. Oh, goodness. Why y'all got my stomach hurting this early in the day?
Maybe a can of Alfredo sauce is better.
Yeah,
you see Crowder.
Anything. How about anything? A magazine. Just get a magazine. Sports Illustrated or something.
7 million items in a convenience store. Don't go the banana route.
Oh, Lord, I'm crying.
I want a box of tampon. Now that it's been rethought.
Right, now that... Now that I've had a minute to rethink this.
This is why you have friends. You can really flesh
it out.
Yeah. We good.
The Miami Heat, they're in Detroit tonight at 7 p.m. Bam Adebayo, questionable. Duncan Robinson, questionable. P.J. Tucker, questionable. Marcus Garrett is out.
All right, there goes your 15 minutes of heat in the next segment. We'll find something else to do.
Tomorrow, Panthers Flyers, 7 p.m.
All right, very good. Panthers trying to stay undefeated at home.
Wouldn't this be the longest streak of all time?
They tie it.
Yeah.
They tie it. That's big time, man.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Today in the NFL, the Giants, they fired offensive coordinator Jason Garrett after just 26 games and after they got crushed on Monday Night Football yesterday.
That was a fun game to bet Tampa.
Oh, it was lovely. Yeah. I played for Jason Garrett.
Did you?
He was with the Dolphins. Well, he was offensive coach.
I remember he was head coach of the Cowboys for a long time.
Yep, he was with the Dolphins one of those years. I went through 4 coaches, so I don't remember who it was with him, but yeah.
Not a lot of people stuck around after the 1-15 season, I'm guessing.
All of them.
Yeah.
I think we retained like 11 guys off that roster.
Sorry, folks. We're having technical difficulties all day, and we can't seem to get it corrected. Although I will tell you, it's 16 minutes after the hour.
Makes sense.
Is when the network is firing off commercials, but we can't seem to stop ourselves from playing it. That's not anyone's fault that's in this building, I don't think, right now.
My kids love that commercial.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wow. They love the wow part.
Finally, did you guys see this? Iman Shumpert, he won Dancing with the Stars
yesterday. I did see that. First NBA player to win. Yep.
Cool guy.
Oh, you hung out with him for I Am Athlete, right?
Yeah, I know him. Bunch of guys. He's lived down here. His wife is Tiana Taylor, who's like a big dancer and actress and stuff. So I've been to some parties with him. He doesn't like me.
Really?
He's one of them guys that control the room. But I also have a big personality.
Right.
So it always ends up me and him arguing. And I'm not just going to say okay. So I guess it was like when it was Brandon Marshall. It was a couple guys were talking about they could box. And I was like, no, y'all are going to get knocked out. Mm-hmm. Like I always tell people. I'm saying, if you're Iron Man, I tell everybody, I go, bro, you're not boxing any real boxer. You'll get your ass knocked out. You'll have your booty in the air. That's the thing. When your booty's in the air, I'm going to let you know. And I'm going to let you know. I told you before you got in the ring. And he was like, oh, no, man, they can do it. And we just, he didn't like me.
Well, as you may have noticed on this show, Crowder likes to take an opinion. If he finds that the opinion is annoying people, he sometimes will double, triple, and quadruple down.
But somebody can box. Never mind.
All right, what else do you have, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954. More, a gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 60 degrees. That is your weather.
Somebody texts in, OMG, this banana bid is a late entry for best segment of the year on this show. I have tears coming out of my eyes. Somebody texts in, the last 2 hours have been like a best of episode. Somebody just says, plainly and succinctly, OMG, I'm dying.
It was funny.
You know how you feel.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
15 minutes of heat. So, by the way, a little programming note. The Heat pregame show starts at 5:45 tonight because it's a 7 o'clock tip-off in Detroit. So the final segment of our show will be on 560 QAM only. Okay? So on 790 The Ticket at 5:45 this evening, they will go into the Heat pregame show. Got a tip-off from Detroit coming up at 7 p.m. You will obviously hear the game with Jason Jackson on the call from Detroit right here on 790 The Ticket. I was looking. NBA.com did power rankings for the NBA. You want to guess, Solana, who the number one team is in the NBA.com power rankings?
It's got to be the Warriors.
Yeah.
It is, indeed, the Golden State Warriors. They look unbeatable, man.
And Klay's not even back yet.
When Klay gets back, if he is anything like he's been, you have to wonder his durability because this is twice now. But
No sprained ankles either. These were devastating injuries.
Golden State is number one. The Phoenix Suns are number two.
12 straight wins, I believe.
The Chicago Bulls are number three. Been very surprising. Brooklyn Nets are number four, and number five is the Miami Heat.
We got Victor Oladipo coming back, too.
First of all, do you think that's correct? Five, power ranking of five for the Miami Heat?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
What'd you hear about Oladipo?
He's coming back sometime this season.
He does seem like he's on pace to come back, doesn't he?
Yeah, all the reporters suggest that he'll be back at some point this
season. It was funny because we all thought he had played his final game with the Miami Heat. We thought it was a failed experiment. He was injured. They wouldn't bring him back, so that will be a great addition when he's back.
If he gets back to before his injury, Oladipo,
what a steal.
We jumping in that list.
What a steal. So the Heat are number five, according to NBA.com, and this is what they write, and I love it. Florida is a place for all folks to feel young again. And P.J. Tucker has somehow averaged 12.2 points on an effective field goal percentage of 92%. Over his last five games. And I laugh at that, obviously, because Solana's been on the P.J. Tucker over every game. He's 9-for-12 on corner threes over that stretch and tied for the league lead with 18, but has also done some work off the dribble and shooting floaters off the short roll. He busted out a spin move against poor Corey Kispert on Thursday and got a big bucket on a post-up against KCP before the Heat blew that late lead two nights later. Tucker's usage rate is still the fifth lowest among 271 players who've played at least 200 minutes, but he already has more points in the paint than he had all of last season. A more frisky Tucker can raise the ceiling for an offense that already ranks in the top five, despite Duncan Robinson and Kyle Lowry having combined to shoot just 32% from three-point range, and despite the Heat having played more games against teams that currently rank top 10 defensively, six of those teams, than against teams that rank in the bottom 10, which is four. Jimmy Butler has scored at least 27 points in each of the last five games that he's been able to finish, even though he's made just three three-pointers over that stretch. That's an interesting stat, right? To be able to put up 27 points in five consecutive games, but only have three three-pointers total, that's unheard of in the NBA today. Unheard of. He continues to get to the line at a high rate. He's shot 15 of 27 from mid-range, up from 11 for 34 prior to that. And then they write on NBA.com, the Heat's first of four meetings with the Bulls, who have a top-10 defense, is Saturday in Chicago, the end of a four-game trip and a rest advantage game for Miami. The Bulls are in Orlando the night before. So the Heat right now, number five in the NBA power rankings, according to NBA.com.
Well justified.
Yeah.
And it runs through Jimmy. And the crazy thing, I think Tyler.
Oh, yeah. He has been.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what? You said that thing. You were like, it's amazing that Jimmy's averaging that many points without hitting threes. I wouldn't be upset if he doesn't shoot another three all season.
I know. If you can put up points, first of all, he's not a three-point shooter,
obviously. He's not good at it.
But if you can put up a lot of points and not have to shoot threes, it's a luxury. It really is. Because a lot of guys want to get their points via threes. It's easier.
Yeah.
But their percentages, I mean, it ends up killing you in the long run.
Yeah, drive, 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 get to the line.
That's what he's doing. He's getting to the line. The only concern there is in the NBA playoffs, the refs, they're less reluctant to put somebody on the line. More reluctant.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, over-under tonight, 24.5 points. And Kyle Lowry is 13.5 points. Heat right now are 9.5 point favorites in Detroit.
But even though Solana didn't know how to use reluctant, but they're changing the rules this year. They're not giving people those the lean in and all that. You know, so
the Harden.
Yeah, the James Harden stuff. So I don't know, you know, that benefits Jimmy in any way, but you know, the refs are, you know, they're thinking about all that more. So maybe that can help us out.
In the next segment, Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki did some calls for us Saturday night in the broadcast for the Virginia Tech game. Solana not only has those calls, but has put together a banger for Thanksgiving.
Don't tease me. You've been teasing me for hours.
A little something to sing with the family around the Thanksgiving table on Saturday. Solana has put it all together. We're going to do it in the next segment.
Yeah. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
All right. Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki have been phenomenal this season working in our silly little calls on the Canes broadcast. And Saturday night against Vatek was no different. All the calls that we gave them had to do with Thanksgiving because we're not even going to have time to talk to DBJ tomorrow to give him lines for the Duke broadcast. I'll give him some off the air, but, I mean, we're literally loaded tomorrow, as I told you at the beginning of the week. So, anywho, here's what we gave DBJ. We gave him part of the Thanksgiving song from Adam Sandler.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Let's hear it.
Here's the snap. Hand off, double reverse. Smith, Restrepo, back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke throws down the sideline for Mallory. Got him! Flags are down. Mallory breaks the tackle. He's at the 30-yard line of Virginia Tech. Mallory to the 20, to the 15. Mallory to the 10, 5. Mallory goes into the end zone for a Miami touchdown. Flags are down back at the Miami 20.
Holding. Yeah. Offense. Number 60. 10-yard penalty. First down.
How deflating is that? What a great effort by Mallory. Just steamrolled over three defenders off the double reverse pass.
Momentum builder. outstanding job by Will Mallory. Boy, did he work for those points. Great play design by Rhett Lashley, and it all comes back. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in my big brown shoe.
He kind of did it under his breath.
He did.
He really didn't want to commit to the play. Like Randy Moss, you know, not really running the route.
I ain't getting the ball.
Yeah. And then Joe was like, you're on your own on this one. I'm not even going to goad you into anything else there. Regarding Thanksgiving, we gave him the song from the Contours, if you remember. Do the mashed potato. You know, mashed potato, obviously a very good side dish for Thanksgiving. Here's what we gave him. Can't wait to hear this. I don't know if DBJ and Joe Zagacki did the call and response that we asked them to, but here's what it sounded like.
Van Dyke takes the snap, gives it off to Franklin. Right side has the first down and Moore spins and gets to the 30-yard line. He's still going.
I like it.
He gets down actually to about the 32-yard line. That's a first down with 3 minutes and 8 seconds to go in counting. Miami about ready to bring the curtains down on this one.
I can mash potato.
Mash potato.
And I can do the twist.
Do the twist.
Now tell me, baby.
Tell me, baby.
Do you do it like this?
Do it like this.
Oh, boy. That was for you, Thad Franklin, because you can mash potato. No, I think he likes mashed potatoes.
I like mashed potatoes.
That was excellent. That reminded me of, like, a lounge act that they've been doing the same songs for 16 years. They're at some Holiday Inn, airport Holiday Inn. Two guys had delusions of grandeur. They thought they were the next Simon and Garfunkel. You know what I mean? And they're stuck at this airport lounge Holiday Inn, and now they're just kind of going through the song, just kind of half-assed.
I can mash potato.
Mash potato.
And I can do the twist.
Do the twist.
Now tell me, baby.
Tell me, baby.
Do you do it like this?
Do it like this.
And there's free cashews at the bar. Don't forget to tip your waitress. That's amazing.
Mashed potato?
But those are all appetizers. We have been waiting to get to this one. We gave Don Bailey Jr. Pastor Shirley.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
Let us hear what Don Bailey Jr. did during the broadcast.
There's the pocket right side, under pressure, McLeod is there, and down he goes on senior night, and the ball might have come loose. I believe Miami's got it on a fumble. Marcus Clark is in there with Blackshear. Zach McLeod in a driving rainstorm knocked it free, sacked the quarterback, and Marcus Clark is trying to recover. Did he get it? He's in a wrangle fest. And the ball is going to belong to Miami. Marcus Clark has the recovery for the University of Miami. Turnover chain goes to Miami.
He got the ball, and I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkey, rabbit.
You name it.
Joe did it. You name it.
You name it.
You name it. So without further ado, gather your friends and family around the El Radio for the new DBJ Joe Zagacki Alejandro Solana Thanksgiving Banger.
Look at here. Look. Look.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkey, rabbit. potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, ram, hogs, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rabbit,
you
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, beans, greens, beans, greens, greens, beans,
you
greens,
need.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, ram, hogs, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rabbit,
you
beans,
need.
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, beans, greens, beans, greens, greens, beans.
Something wrong with y'all.
Oh, God.
Nothing is wrong with y'all.
That is phenomenal.
Great job.
Oh, my God. When Joe threw out the you name it. That was fantastic.
Oh, that was special.
I am grinning from ear to ear. Holy cow.
That's top.
And a happy Thanksgiving to all. Wow.
That's an all-time one of the all-time.
That is an all-timer. All right, we're gonna take a break because we got to get to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And holy moly! Oh my God, was that good? I'm telling you, grinning from ear to ear.
You name it.
They did a great job. That is fantastic. Nice job to all.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.